2:27, 2:27, 9 o'clock in the morning. First flight is 5 hours and 30 minutes, second flight is 5 hours. Oh, this is the killer. I'm a little Hong Kong. That one's 40 minutes.
Just talk to Americans, you just get a straight pat job.
Yes, sir. Well, I think I-
frankly, in my view, want to push it too fast. See, we want them to, we want Vietnam to become a self-sufficient, well-ordered society as soon as possible. But you know very well, Dave, that running a free economy is damn hard.
Well, it's hard to say.
Now, you can't expect people like this to learn it overnight. And I don't think we can push them too fast and expect too much. But you, based on your experience in Korea and some other countries, take a hard look and see whether they're pushing them fast enough, should we push them faster, what confidence do we have, and whether we need Aver people ourselves there on the American, when I say the American side, not Aver, people with a different kind of experience. Now, I've been thinking, for example, that, you know, we used to send, we sent people to Korea in those days who were really quite good. Henry Costa went to Korea, our president. He was awfully good. I'm thinking of just to take a name out of the hat, a fellow that can do very well, a retired chief executive. Bert Cross is retired as chief executive of Katria. Now, Bert Cross, it would seem to me, could probably do an awful good job. That kind of, maybe that's what we need, but all that I do know is that more knowledge in this field is needed for our own deliberations.
I find you have a lot of difference of views on that brief down.
Oh, yes, departments. There are differences in views.
Oh, boy. They have very strong feelings, and the corruption comes into this all through.
It's all
the customs people have been over there now. I have worked in this group. I think your idea of looking at people, looking at what can be done within the framework of a healthy nation, what should be. And I'll be in touch with the World Bank and the IMF also. They would know.
Also, another thing, why don't you, maybe we need a new approach. Maybe we need a strong American figure there on the economic, a stronger American figure. I'm not sure. There's one thing about the Asians, it's a very curious thing. They have enormous respect for age. They have Mark, is this right on? That's why Mucker goes well.
Very much.
In other words, age is an asset. Now, that's why I have in the back of my head, and it may be crazy, but when I saw Bert Cross, and the other day I saw another one, you know, well, like Bob Tyson, these are able fellows. We've got retired chief executive officers or financial officers who could just be giving
Tyson could do a perfect job.
Yeah. I've asked him to do something, incidentally. We're going to send it over, try to get him to go over and negotiate some sort of agreement in Geneva on radio, on communication or something. It doesn't require technical competence. It just requires a
piece.
I have great regard for him, don't you?
Oh, yes. I've worked with him for many years.
I've always thought that he should have been top there. But they never been quite... but he had it when Roger... He was really probably... Roger was the sort of the front man, but Tyson was the hard-nosed guy running it. But we're going to try to gradually work him back into something.
Tyson, he's so...
You know, the thing that's amazing to me, here's a guy, he's 65, he's full of AIDS. I should sit up there. That's the kind of guy that'll
leave you all right out of that.
Another thing about that, I look around the world, you know, and you see lots of places where we Americans are damn good at running big business and so forth. And I think that we could give enormously good advice to some of these people on the economic side. Now, another thing you have to realize, the State Department, this gets to your longer range, the State Department, Dave, is damn weak on the economic side. They will not do any work. I'm not speaking in sentence. What I am speaking about is, and this is you talked to Maury, well, as you know, it's this whole business of whether or not they should upgrade the commercial attachés. They should, because the economic man is the lowest form of life in the State Department. They will not admit it. But it's true. They do not have the best people there. And we have got to find a way. And I would like for you, working on the inside, I'd like for you, if you can, See what the commercial got fish in.
Is that maybe fish in?
Well, that's a very important area.
Because it's over there. 120 million people. Now, we don't do much in Indonesia, but by golly, there's a good test. I'd like for you to take a look. And if the guy had, and you know, they'll all have nice manners. Okay. They're talking good game. But give them a good, a damn tough thing. And could I ask, do one other thing? In Indonesia, talk to the American business community. Is that on your list?
Sure.
Talk to them and ask them what they think of them. Ask them privately. You won't have them all, don't make a speech to them. But get the crew up in a circle and talk to them.
I've got a cooperation.
Yeah, and what do they think? They think we could upgrade it and so forth. And then they'll tell you, the Micronesian, so very delicate, very delicate. The main thing back is, we cannot, there are people who feel that Micronesia should have self-determination and go gallivanting off, not in your life. Now, we got to give the appearance that that's what we believe. But Dave, we got to have Micronesia. We need it for strategic right. So,
we fought the blood there.
Now, you're going to all those islands there. I think you can tell the leaders, those local leaders, they were really good at it. That you could say we need present. We've had long and we're very interested in their future and so forth. There must be a time. Actually, I have a feeling that Micronesians, and I think I don't know what they do or not, that their best deal would be to align with Hawaii. In other words, they'd be very well, but that of course is a way out idea that I guess nobody else shares. But I just want you to know, whatever you may have heard it stated, my view on Micronesia, and whatever you may have heard of the Turks, where Wally will go over there, he's going to give them, you know, autonomy and all that. Yeah. We have got to have Micronesia. See, with Okinawa gone, we've got to have it.
Actually, it's not one area, but one country.
Oh,
when you get tradition, 7 or 8 cultures and spread all over
language,
and it has importance.
You know, the dark little islands out there,
population is small.
What about, do you have anything to add on Micronesia except?
No, except what exactly what you said, they're xenophobic at this point about the United States, and you're going to get an awful lot of
beating
on.
Beating, you're going to beat you over the head about the United States. And what do they want? Independence.
Yes, sir. But it's not a collective thing. Each little...
You can't have our group. It's like one for... Well, it's ridiculous altogether that they should be one country. They're not big enough. They should have... Or they should have, frankly, they might even have the relationship that Guam has. Guam's a territory. Or there is. Maybe the Hawaiian thing makes no sense, does it?
Oh, it does. They are educated them right in the direction that they...
What?
We've educated them right in what they're... expounding right now.
But one of the people we've educated that are doing this is that on our day, I'm sorry, you know who the worst call is?
No.
The damn Peace Corps.
Oh boy.
Are they Peace Corps went in there? Yes, sir. Right.
Are they out of there now?
I don't know.
They've been drastically reduced.
They've been good.
Yes. Excuse me. But I'll tell you, the Peace Corps might have gone out there and told them to enter and frankly talked against this country. It's a horrible thing. On Micronesia, remember though, to you will have to play it as if, well, I'm just here to listen and I just want to hear all the views. But I want you to remind you, it's tough. We're not going to, we just can't go along with these screwball ideas. To the extent that you could, I think you could say to me, their future is going to be much better to the extent that you can have the benefits of the United States trade
find some way to do that.
Welfare. They all go on welfare, you know.
Yeah, but they're too much.
True. Hell, they're probably on welfare now.
I think we're putting $50 million a year in there. When you take a capital basis, there are other welfare.
Now, when you're in Hong Kong, you'll see the Consul General.
Yeah.
We also have a chance to have a meeting with some of the Chinese businessmen with a chance.
Yes, I will.
Sure. Great.
Yes.
Great. That's just a few. Bring them, which will double you. he went to Oxford with Bill Fulbright. And this Fulbright is up his nuts. And he's a totally American. And his wife is lovely. His wife and you said, I wanted to, Rose will know about Harold Lee.
Are all your days and notes tonight's taken?
The
check there to see if you're a false.